Hi everybody and welcome to the Get a Fucking Life Babe podcast. I'm your host Lydia Killian and this is the podcast you come to if you want to shift your self-concept fast, manifest anything you want and get a fucking life you are absolutely obsessed with. This is the podcast for you. That's why I'm here. This is my job. As always, I am so excited for today's podcast. I know it's been a hot minute again. I spent all of April working on my new membership, The Boss Club. Now, The Boss Club is like the self-concept club, but it is specifically for money and business. And I'm gonna be honest, it is exactly what I needed 3 years ago. So 3 years ago, we all know the story. I was on Universal Credit. My self-concept was in the gutter. I was grieving. I also had a failed business under my belt. I couldn't make ends meet. I was blagging the rent. Fast forward to today. I travel whenever I want. My business is literally lighting me up so much. I've never been so excited for my business in all of my years of being self-employed. And I've been self-employed since I was 19. And I used to really battle with a money story. I used to battle with feast and famine. I wouldn't let money be easy in the business. I just wouldn't let anything be easy in my life ever. I was addicted to the chaos of my own internal dramas. And basically 3 years ago, I went to Ibiza, July 2022, and there was a woman in the pool, her name's Lynn, and I'm still friends with her to this day, and she was fluttering between the pool and her room at the hotel, and I said to her husband, Phil, I was like, Phil, what is she doing? She keeps coming up, down, and he said, oh, she's got some online clients, she couldn't get the time off, so she's just going upstairs and working with her one-on-one clients, and then she's coming back down. And I was like, that's what I want. That's my life. I'm going to be Lynn. That's my life. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm manifesting. And from that point, I made it my full-time job to manifest the business I've always wanted. I'd probably been grieving for about 8 months at that point, and I was sick of myself. I was sick of having a shit life. I was sick to death of being miserable. And it was at that moment she knew. That's the life I want. And that's the life I've manifested now. And I had to really work my self-concept out of the gutter in order to get that. Like I had to scrape the barrel of the gutter of all my insecurities, all my blocks, all my limiting beliefs in order to flip that. And that's exactly what I teach you to do in The Boss Club when it comes to money and your business. Like, let's get you on fire. Let's get you so wrapped up in your self-concept when it comes to your business. Money is a byproduct. Clients, customers are a byproduct. I don't care what business you're in. I don't care if you're an influencer, you're a candle, a baker, a butcher. I said it the wrong way around, didn't I? A butcher, a baker, or a candlestick maker. I don't care what your business is. This is the membership for you if you want to lock in. And that's what today's... I didn't even say that in the introduction. That's what today's episode is about. Locking the fuck in, because we're going quantum leaping. And if you sign up this week, not only will you get on our first official live call, where I will be doing social media audits as well, answering any questions about your business, your mindset, your money, and also you get 20% off if you sign up this week. So if you finally want to ditch the fear of being seen, if you finally want to feel confident in your business, you finally want to manifest the money and the business of your fucking dreams, then use code POD20 and the link is down below. And I can't wait to see you in there. Today's episode is all about locking in. Locking into that dream, that vision, until it has no choice but to manifest. Sometimes something in life will just make us lock in. When I was sat in that pool and I was still grieving at that point, I was still in a, I was in Ibiza, so I was a little bit elevated and a bit happy, but I was, you know, I'd scraped all my spare money to go. I'm not gonna lie, I probably missed a few payments in order so I could go to Ibiza. I wasn't the best at managing my money back then, and I am a good time girl, so I will make sure I get to Ibiza, hook or by crook. But when I was lying in that pool, and I could feel the sun on my shoulders, and the warmth of the water, and the cocktail in my hand, and I felt all this freedom, and I felt a bit of a break from the depression I'd been in for the first time in ages, and I had no cares in the world in that moment, and I saw her living my dream life, I locked in. I locked in so tightly. I knew that was what was meant for me. I've always wanted that life. I did a season in 2018 on my laptop, on my online business. But it wasn't fun back then. I was still caught up over an ex. I spent the whole summer pining over him, if I'm honest. If I'm going to be completely honest. Spent the whole summer pining over him to the point where I came back still crying over him. And my mum was furious. She was like, Lydia, I cannot fucking believe you've done a season and you're still crying over him. First night I got home, why doesn't he still want me? Oh God, my self-concept, when I look back, my poor little 25, 26-year-old self. Oh, Lydia, I just want to give you the biggest hug. So yeah, the first time I attempted to do that, it wasn't fun because my mind was just placed elsewhere, basically, and not focusing on a good self-concept and a good concept of business. And when I was in the pool, Ibiza, July 2022, I'd had enough of my old story. I'd had enough of feeling down. I'd had enough of the depression I was in. I'd had enough of being in this spiral of just shit. And I locked in. In that moment, I thought she was the baddest bitch on the planet. I still do. Lynn, I love you. But I just thought she was just the coolest woman ever. She's living my dream life. She's doing it effortlessly. She's here with her husband. They're just enjoying Ibiza. They were so much fun. I see them every year. We always end up being there at the same time, funnily enough. And I've seen them every year ever since. And she just had the life I wanted so much. It was almost like seeing a future version of myself. And I was so excited from that moment. And I just locked in. And I did whatever it took to change my self-concept in order to have that life. I got home, I made the TikTok account straight away because I knew from the pandemic, I'd been in love with TikTok. I was obsessed with TikTok and I just knew that I wanted to be on that platform if I ever came back to coaching or when I came back to coaching. And I just started acting from that version of me straight away. Just started talking about manifestation straight away on there and just started finding my rhythm on there again. As in like videos, because I used to coach from 2006. It was actually the anniversary of me becoming a coach. Well, me starting the coaching journey on the 2nd of May, 9 years. 9 years. And I have had more success in the past 2.5 years, nearly 3 years, July, yeah, to be fair. 3 years than any of those 9 years, just purely from self-concept. Purely from changing my self-concept. Purely from becoming the version of me and thinking from the version of me who I wanted to become. I had tried to be Lynn 1,000 times before in the business and it just didn't stick. I'd journal over it, I'd script on it, but it just didn't stick because I hadn't changed my self-concept to be that version of me. By the time I met her in the pool, I'd already learned enough about self-concept to know that that was the missing key in my story. I just hadn't applied it to business yet. Probably because of the grieving, I just probably hadn't felt ready. But it was at this point, I just thought, I am locking in and this is going to be my life. And this time next year, I'm going to be living here and I'm going to be on my laptop and I'm going to be making so much money and I am going to be changing people's lives whilst I'm changing my own life. And that's just going to be my life. I'm going to have loads of TikTok followers and that's just going to be my life. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what manifested. And that happened because I locked in and I didn't give up. I never wavered. I never gave up. Even if there were days where I doubted it, I just thought, well, I can have these doubts and I can still have it. I know that's going to happen for me. I don't see any other option than me living in Ibiza next summer. I don't see any other option than giving myself the gift of a summer abroad in this business. Now, bear in mind, I had been on a break from coaching for 3 years at this point. I felt like my last attempt at the coaching business failed. Everything was against me. There was no reason for me to think that that would ever happen. I was grieving. I was depressed. I was self-medicating. I was partying too much. Escapism, not fun partying. Not party girl, ha ha ha, kiki. No, escapism. And it was slowly like just killing everything about me. It was killing my spark. It was killing the essence of me, like my funness, my character. And nothing. If you'd have met me 3 years ago, there was no part of you that would say, yeah, she's going to do that. There'd be no part of you that goes, yeah, she's going to turn it all around. She's going to change your story. And I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this because if I can do it, you can do it too. And honestly, it didn't look like it was going to happen right up until it happened because I was working on self-concept stuff and it was getting better, and I was getting some followers, and I was getting some traction, and I was getting more confident. Looking back, I probably wasn't ready for it to take off until it took off, because this is what we go through in the Boss Club as well. It's not just about, oh, I want to manifest this. We have to figure out what our fears are in relation to the goal, in relation to the manifestation. For example, a lot of people claim they want love, absolutely terrified of it. Watch their mum and dad argue 24/7 growing up. Watch people get abused in their family. They've equated love to pain. They don't want that. You're not going to manifest that. Money, again, they've watched their parents divorce over money. Maybe they've watched a family member go bankrupt. Maybe they've been brought up with beliefs of rich people are evil. Rich people must do really bad things in order to get money. Nobody likes the rich. It's okay for them. And you'd feel like an outsider if you did manifest a lot of money. So again, your brain's not going to want to do that. So we have to work through the fears around what you want as well. The self-concept work I do with you in my memberships, in the Self-Concept Club and the Boss Club, is not just let me stick an affirmation on it. It's let me get to the fucking root and rip it out so we can lay the new story down and it will stick. So the old story has a lot of fear. It has a lot of just discombobulated beliefs as to why you can't have it. And that's what we do. We work to remove that and lay the new story down. Not just paper mache in over an old story and hoping it won't come back, because it will always come back. You will never out-manifest an old story. You will never out-manifest a bad self-concept unless you change those. So I definitely think, looking back, I wasn't ready to manifest it until the point came where I was like, right, it's March 2023. I'm meant to be moving to Ibiza in 2 months. I'm still on Universal. I'm coming off Universal. I can't remember if I came off in the February or the March, but I'm still in the trenches. My income in this business is like 400 quid. It's not where it needs to be. This is not happening. So I made one big shift. I left the salon that I was working at and I was showing the universe like, hey, universe, I'm serious. I'm serious. I'm giving up my space at the salon that I've been in for 4 years. I think I was there for 3 or 4 years. I'm giving up my space. I'm going to show you. I am going to Ibiza by hook or by crook. And I was doing it out of my mum's spare room for a few months until I was going to move to Ibiza. And I locked in with my self-concept. I took everything that I'd learned over the past year about self-concept, the sleep affirmations, the nervous system regulation, all of the things that I teach you in any of my memberships, in anything you'd work with me on. I locked the fuck in and I set myself a 2-week self-concept challenge. And not for me to just do it to the 2 weeks. The 2-week part was for me to make the shift, for me to just step into that identity. And I knew I would never leave it from that point. And even if I did for a minute or a second or a day or a week, I would come back to it. That challenge was not set for me to expect everything to come in 2 weeks. It was set for me to make the decision on how the rest of my life would look like. It was set for me to go, okay, this is what I'm having and I am locking in. I am removing every doubt that tells me I can't have it. I am removing every story that tells me I can't have it. I am removing every fear that keeps me from manifesting it. I am putting the new story down and it's going to stick because I'm going to make it stick because I'm giving it no other option. It has to manifest. That is what it looks like. That's what it feels like when you lock in. When you aren't locked in, it looks like, oh, I'm going to do this for a few days and see what happens and see how I feel. Oh, I'm going to work on my self-concept, but I'm also going to secretly keep manifesting the thing that Lid has told me not to focus on for a little bit, because you need to focus on your self-concept first and foremost, because if not, you're not going to keep the thing that you're trying to manifest. So I'm going to not listen to Lid. I'm going to do a few I am enough affirmations. And then I'm going to say 50,000 affirmations about the other thing that I'm trying to manifest, not my self-concept. And then when that thing does something unfavorable in the 3D, whether it's money, love, whatever, I'm going to go, oh shit, this doesn't work. And I'm going to go back to square one and I'm going to feel shit about myself all over again because I haven't been concentrating on the self-concept work in the first place. Put a finger down if that's you right now. I know I just called some of you out right now. There is a reason why I call myself the big sis of manifestation on the internet. That sounded so cheesy. But I am. It's that big sis tough love and you need to hear it. Focus on you. Lock in on you. Get obsessed with you. Get obsessed with giving yourself the life you've always wanted. And that comes first with your concept of yourself. and saying, I am going to do everything possible for this to manifest, so much so that it has no choice. Because the law of assumption is always reflecting back perfectly what you are thinking, feeling, believing. It is always reflecting back perfectly your self-concept. And that's just a fact. And it's a hard truth. And sometimes we think we're locked in and we're not. I know I wasn't locked in to having the car I wanted for the past 2 years, even though I said I was manifesting it. I know I wasn't doing the work to manifest it. I know I wasn't locked in. Didn't feel worthy of it, didn't feel ready to receive it. Also, I'd had a lot of good things happen last year, and it was almost like, oh, I don't want too much. I can't. I have a real, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say problem, but we all have our own happiness capacity. We all have our own happiness container and a thermostat for happiness. And I have to really work on mine and work on feeling safe with happiness, work on feeling safe with money, work on feeling safe with love. It's a lot of the work I do on my self-concept is learning to feel safe in this new story because the old one was so shit. So I have to do a lot of work around it's safe for me to have good things. It's safe for me to deserve everything. It's safe for me to have what I want. This is why I'm so big on nervous system regulation, because the safer your body feels, the more you will be able to hold that desire. If you don't work on your nervous system, likelihood is you won't be able to hold the manifestation even when you get it. This is why I sing it till the cows come home in everything that I, all the content that I do. I did a guest speaker, not interview, but I did like a, I just did a guest speaker appearance in Des Hamilton's group last week. I kept going on about nervous system regulation. I say it on every podcast. I say it in all my memberships. I say it to every person I meet in the street if they want to talk about manifestation. Regulate your nervous system. Lock in. When it came to me manifesting 100k followers, that is something I've wanted, you know, ever since I passed 10, you want to hit 100k. And I wasn't ready for that until this year, because again, I had a fear of being seen. I had to work around my fear of being seen. I wasn't working on that enough for my 100K to manifest. No matter how much I affirmed it, my fear will win because it's stronger than my desire. If my fear of being seen is stronger than my desire, then that's what I need to work on. So that's what I worked on. And as soon as that was removed, it was very easy for me to manifest 100K. We're nearly at 102k, by the way, just letting you know, we were nearly at 102k. I am so obsessed with my fucking business. It is just, it's just mine. It's all mine and I just love it so much. It feels like my baby. I just love it so much. And I am so excited for what's going to happen next. And that is why I'm doing this episode today, because I am locking in. We're nearly halfway through the year. That's madness. That is absolutely mental. And I want this summer to be the best summer of my life. Like last summer genuinely was the best summer of my life. And I want this to be on par with it. And I am locking in. I'm throwing everything at my self-concept, even more than I've ever done in the past 3 years. Everything at my dreams. I'm throwing everything at it. Because why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I see where I could take this business now? It's at where it's at. Why wouldn't I see how happy I could get? Why wouldn't I see how good the universe could give it to me? Why wouldn't I want to lock in and go, what comes next? If all this is manifested, what can I have next? What gets to happen for me next? How cool is that? That's so cool. So this is your sign to lock in. This is your sign to lock in today and give yourself the life you've been dreaming of. Give yourself the summer you've been dreaming of. We're at the start of May. By the end of June, you could have a completely different life. You could be feeling totally different about yourself if you lock the fuck in and you just apply this stuff. If you don't know how, find out how. I have so many resources. I have so many podcasts. I have so many TikToks. I have my memberships. I have the self-concept club. I have the boss club. I have everything that I could possibly give you in order for you to know how. There's no excuse to not know how anymore. I give so much free content away and I have so much like paid content. There's no reason for you to not know how to change your self-concept at this point. It's just a matter of you saying, I'm doing it, this is my year. I don't care if it's May and nothing's happened yet. I don't care if my old stories told me nothing's happened yet. I am allowed this. This is my life. I get to have this. I get to choose what's happening for me. I get to dictate my happiness. I get to create the life I've always wanted because I fucking deserve it. And when you do that, you will quantum jump. That is when quantum jumps happen. When those decisions get made, and sometimes it's like I said, it gets thrusted upon you. So when I saw Lynn in the pool, that decision was thrusted upon me. Maybe thrusted, it's quite a flirty word, isn't it? But it was thrown upon me. No, that doesn't sound great. Yeah, that doesn't sound very motivational. I don't know. Anyway, I had an epiphany in that pool when I saw Lynn living out my dream life. It was like my future self was in the pool with me. And that was my moment where I locked in. That was my moment where I said, yeah, I'm having that. And I'm having that. And the thing about me is I am stubborn. When I want something, I'm getting it. No ifs, buts, maybes. I'm getting it. I don't care how long it takes me to get it either. And I think that is what trips a lot of you up, is you're so hell-bent on having it tomorrow that you don't stay in it. You don't stay in the self-concept journey or the manifestation long enough to get it and to receive it. Do you know what I mean? I knew that was going to happen for me. I mean, I did have a year to do it. I gave myself a year, which is a great amount of time to be able to fix my self-concept from that point. But it doesn't have to take that long. It was only because I'd be through a seasonal that I gave myself a year. Otherwise, I wouldn't have given myself a year. And the other way that we lock in is we just fucking decide. You listen to a podcast like this. I motivate you enough that you decide. You have enough of yourself. You get sick of yourself. You're just like, I ain't doing this crap no more. Like, I want what I want. I want what I want and I want it now. Sorry, break into song there. But you just make that decision and you decide. And either way, it doesn't matter. Either way you decide to lock in, it doesn't matter as long as you lock in. And you make those changes for you. And you give yourself everything you've ever wanted and everything you deserve. Because you deserve the fucking world. If I haven't already told you that enough on every podcast. But I just thought I'd share that story with you because I shared it in the Boss Club in the first module, and I don't think I've ever really shared the story of me sitting in the pool Ibiza that much. I know I've shared the, you know, how I changed my self-concept and it was always Ibiza, but I don't think I've shared that specific part of the story. And it's such a profound part of the story because it really was my epiphany moment, and it means the world to me, and I'm so grateful for that moment, and I want to pass that moment down to you through this podcast, through anything I do. And yeah, I just felt like the need to share it with you. And what I'm also going to do is I'm probably going to read out my diaries on the next podcast as well, because I found a diary entry and I read it out on, we had a pre-party call for the members that have already signed up to the Boss Club before the doors officially opened last week. So if you do join this week, you'll already hear all about my diary stories. But I found an old journal, which wildly I'd lost. So I brought an exact copy of that journal because I love the cover so much. And there was an entry where I was scripting and it was like, I have 10,000 followers on TikTok. I wake up every day to testimonials and I'm changing people's lives and I am living in Ibiza. And it was like, whoa, that happened. And also the earlier diary entries were me being grateful to pay the rent. Because I used it as like a little bit of a gratitude journal and also a bit of a scripting journal. It was like a blend. And the first few entries from like February 2022 were just me being so grateful that I could pay the rent that month. And that was wild to me to see, looking back and go back to how that space felt and feel like, fucking hell, that's crazy that I used to feel like that and used to live like that and used to have that experience, because I can't even imagine that now. And that just goes to show, change your self-concept, you can change anything. Change your self-concept, you can change your whole life. You can change your whole life, I promise you. So that's my little motivational podcast for today. Lock in, we're going quantum jumping, bitches. Like, come on, just lock in. Just lock in. Okay, if you do want to join the Boss Club, the link is down below. If you're not a business owner and you want to change your self-concept, then join the Self-Concept Club. The link is down below. And also, I would really love it if you followed me on Instagram. I always add that in. I'd love it if you followed me on Instagram. It's Get A Fucking Life Babe, GATAFINGBABE. I don't know why I always spell it out. But the link is below as well. I share a lot of behind the scenes stuff. And client testimonials. That's where I always share my client testimonials. So you don't just have to listen to me yapping on about how good I made my life. You can see how this work is literally changing so many people's lives on a daily basis. And I love sharing those stories with you. So Thank you for listening. Thank you for being patient with me whilst I got around to doing another podcast, because last month was just content coming out of my ears for the Boss Club. So this month I'm so much more free. We are going to be having so much more podcasts. I really, really miss connecting with you on the podcast. It really is my favourite way to connect with you, because I feel like I can just yap for half an hour, basically. I feel like I can just talk away. There's no camera. There's no judgment. And I think you all love it as well. And yeah, so I hope you all have a lovely week, and I will speak to you next time. Love you as always.